Well, he's more like a Cobb. He's a bigger Cobb, but he's a wide receiver. You know, for 4 years at Stanford, he lined up all over the field. But from scouting him the last 4 years, I think he's a wide receiver.
His receiving production just said, you know, in terms of yards per catch went down drastically this year. I guess what did you see there?
Well, I felt like their quarterback didn't have a good year. And I felt that was the problem. And then he missed the last two games of the season. But other than that, I mean, you know, they were going through a lot of changes. And they run a game. They didn't really run the ball, but like they usually do. But I just felt he missed two games, and the quarterback didn't have a good year.
So, Sam, when did you start to like this kid?
When did I start to like him? Well, I could say from his freshman year, for the simple reason I've seen most of their games for the fact that my son went to Stanford. Even though he didn't play, I got to see most of the games, and I went to a lot of their practices. And I thought the kid really stood out. He's very explosive. Felt like he had good enough hands. And I really like what he did in the return game.
Can you give us a little bit better idea of what you saw from him as a returner? That's something that you guys as a team, I know Randall's got some ability. You've had some other guys, but does he really give you potential?
Yeah, like when you look at him, you know, he's much bigger. I think he's faster than the guy we had last year returning kicks. You know, I think he's more explosive. I think when he catches the ball, he hits the hole. You know, now the return that I seen him last year, he scored versus Cal Davis or Army, something like that. But I seen him do it. I seen him do it in practice. And like I said, I like the kid. He's explosive. He's big. And I think it'd give Randall a break. To me personally, I believe he's a bigger Randall. That's what I seen in the kid.
So you like him? You like this guy playing from the slot, then, I take it?
Well, I don't mind if he plays when he can play from the slot or outside, wherever we need him. You know, you figure he went to Stanford, so he's smart enough. You can line him up anywhere you want to. So we'll see.
Sam, is his receiving ability on kickoffs and punt returns natural? I mean, do you see the soft kind of thing, or is that something he's got to continue to work on?
Well, I think he has to continue working on it. But to me, everybody have to continue working on something. You know, and I really do believe he could come in here with special teams and really help us, really elevate our special teams his first year and push the people that's in front of him.
Is that including coverage?
Yeah, well, he's going to have to. I mean, I don't know how the NFL is run today, but I know when I played, you know, even if you were a starter, you had to play special teams. You know, I don't know about here. Let me not say that I do, but to me, I think he ought to be able to play return and coverage.
I know you need blockers and everything to help, but can a really good returner make just a big difference just on his own?
Yes, it can. And you can see with Randall, you know, like in punt return, you make the first guy miss, you make the second guy miss, you could get up the field. And watching Devin Hester, you know, you kick him the ball, he makes one guy miss, get people out of their lanes, he could take it all the way. And I think that will really help us starting on the other side of the 40-yard line instead of starting on the 25 or whatever it is every for the last 3-4 years, I think it is.
Two more for Sam.
Sam, was Randall your guy too?
Randall from Arizona State?
Your first round.
Yeah, I'm the West Coast guy, man, but, yeah.
So did you – that's what I'm wondering. I mean, how much did you watch him? How much did you
watch him? How much did I watch him? Well, you know, he's a junior college guy. And like I said, I'm big in the Pac-10 just for the reason because my son went to Stanford. And every game I went to, I was hoping that he got to showcase his talents. But I seen that kid, baseball player, good hands, you know, played the slot, played free safety. And hopefully he could come in here and show everyone why we drafted him. And if you talk to the coaches there, the only reason he was playing safety was they didn't have a safety, but he's a natural corner. So hopefully he's a natural corner here.
Right there,
Sam, is there kind of
But see, I don't know, because, like, I'm not a coach, and I just look at the athletic ability. And that guy, both the guys from the West Coast that I could talk about has great athletic ability. And I learned from Ron Wolf, like, when I'm out scouting, I look at guys and see if I see anything, like, with guys I played with, all right? And all I can do is, like, when I was drafted, I was a wide receiver. And they put me as a defensive back, and I made the team the first year because I could run and I had some ability. And I see Randall, a guy that played baseball, great range, you know, great anticipation. So I see no problem with him. And with our coaches, you know, they get paid to coach. So hopefully, if it is a deficiency, they could help him. I hope I answered your question. I know I'm rambling, but, hey, I'm kind of nervous, man. I don't usually do this.
Hey, Sam, you were in the draft room for a lot of years with Ron.
Yeah.
You've been in the draft room a lot with Ted. What are those two? How are those guys the same, and how are they different in the draft room?
Well, you know, how can I explain this? To me, Ron was more... You know, and Ted keeps it close to his chest. You know, like sometimes you could tell where we're going with Ron. Like you could sit in the draft room and say, yeah, we're about to take this guy, and you know it. But with Ted, you could sit in there and you're like, we're going with this guy, we're going. And then all of a sudden he'll look at you and like, hey, what you think of your guy? So that's the big difference, in my opinion. But like I said, you know, I've been here, I think, 19, 20. And I'm getting kind of old, so I kind of forget things.
So he did that to you on the first and the third round pick?
Well, yeah, because, like, you know, you go by the board and you see the names up there, so you know what's going on, but you never know what he's thinking. Because, like I said, he keeps it close to his chest, and that's good because, you know, a lot of people got a lot of friends, and he doesn't like people knowing what he's thinking. So, it's good with me because, you know, like you can see, You catch me at the right time and catch me in a corner, I might say something I'm not supposed to. So I'm happy he keeps it like that.